Hello, I am so glad you're joining me on this conversation about living a meaningful life on our Dream Big monthly calls. It really is what matters the most to living a happy, harmonious life is when we have meaning behind what we're doing. Last month, we talked about spirituality and having fun. So let me hear from you about what you've done to add some fun to your life. It really does help our lives be more lighthearted, and it's where you begin really enjoying your life and feeling like your life has meaning and you just don't feel like you're stuck in the busyness of doing so many things and not even stop and realize what the meaning is and whether your life is in the direction that you want it to go. And of course, I keep repeating the power of adding a sense of spirituality to your life. How are you making that connection with God, the divine, the spirit, however that is for you? Because that's so important, especially as we start our days, because it sets the intention of how our days will go for us. And so the more that you're in tune with your inner wisdom, your connection to your God, then your days are created more in alignment with what you want. And when things are going crazy or disconnected, it's always nice to know to immediately go back to that centered place where you can find that peace, where you find that tranquility. And so it's important for you to figure out a way to have some kind of ritual, some kind of routine of where you naturally connect with your God. And really, if you could start taking the first 5 minutes of your day, praying, journaling, meditation, it can make such a difference in your life. And setting intentions for how you want your day to go or the situation to go, like getting in your car, you know, I intend that I arrive safely to where I'm going in the perfect timing, and just whatever it is that you want as you're doing all the different activities or circumstances in your life. If you set those intentions and then you make those connections with your God of, you know, being connected to your higher good and the highest good of all with harm to none, then it makes your life start having a different meaning and having more connection. So for me, I'm always wanting to remind you how to live the life of your dreams, not in a fairy tale sense, but in a real sense, because I want you to know that it really can happen. And do I know life happens? Yes. You know, here in Oklahoma, tornadoes happen. We now have lots of earthquakes, and, you know, you don't have control of those. But I was just listening to Marie Forleo today, and she reminded, you know, me, and you hear this a lot, that it's, you know, 90% of what happens to you in your life is what you have control of it. 10% are those circumstances that really are out of your control. So if you really think about, in so many conversations, how many people are blaming all the circumstances of, you know, your environment or whatever that is happening around you, it really isn't that. It is our attitude that we bring to those. And so I feel like, you know, I want to be that person that reminds you to get back on track and to really take the time to become conscious of what it is that you want to create and to make it meaningful for you, because that's when your life is happy and more harmonious. Because when we feel like we're just doing, doing, and doing, instead of being the people we came here to be, then we don't feel like we have the focus and we don't feel like we're centered in who we really are. And that's why it's so important to pay attention to your inner guidance, you know, what we call your inner GPS system, because your feelings will tell you whether you're off course or not, you know, whether you're off course or on course. If it feels good, you know you're doing the things that you love to do. If it's not, then take the time to go within and check in and, you know, what is this? What's happening? How am I off track of what I want to do? So I just, you know, I don't want you to think about, you know, waiting till the end or, you know, think about that this can only happen when I retire. It was funny, and let's see if I can remember how this is exactly. But it said, remember, someday is not one of the 7 days of the week. And so it's important to realize today is the day that you want to start planning and live in the life that you want to have. Recently, I sent out a survey to find out what's most important when they're thinking about thriving and retirement, because that's where I am in my life. And, you know, I've been pondering creating a program for it. Because in what I heard was that most people wanted to be involved in things that made them live a meaningful life. And so I thought that that would be a great conversation to have for tonight's meeting. So as we begin, I'd like you to set your intention of what you'd like to receive from this call. Things like, you know, I'd like to receive two things that could help me live a more meaningful life, or the courage to shift one thing in my life, or to live on purpose, or just to let go of something you know that you no longer need in your life because it's not on what's most important to you. Or whatever you need for this time that we're spending together on this call. So make it matter for you. So let's just take a few seconds to think about what is your intention for this call. I want you to begin thinking about what does that mean to you to live a meaningful life? What's most important to you and what makes your heart sing? And what are those things that you think of as you think about living a meaningful life? And then I'll ask you, and I'll continue to ask you, are those happening in your life? And if not, how can you make some shifts to begin happening? Because what seems to happen, as what I, you know, watch and have noticed about life, is you go through certain stages in our life. You know, we grow up, which is an educational stage of your life. Then you have a career, you know, marriage or partnerships, parenting for some. Then you start questioning life. Is this all there is? And then you look forward to retirement. Then at retirement, you're like, what is it? I just feel like there's something more. This isn't quite what I was thinking that I want to do. And today, many people can't retire due to financial situations that are happening in their lives. And what I'd like to offer is that today you can start changing that. You can prepare for, you know, that you're going to retire someday and then you're going to go into unretirement and create something new also. Your life can be however you imagine it, and that's why I like throwing these different ideas out there to keep you thinking about possibilities, to keep you awake, looking around your environment. What is I really love? Who are people doing that? Those are the people that I really want to look at and really see, because I'd like my life somewhat like that. You know, find the things that you love about them, and then if there's things that you don't, which of course there's going to be, then you don't need to focus on those, but focus on the things that you love about that, and then what could you do? You know, what's a skill? What's a strategy you need to begin doing that, implementing that in your life? So, you know, you want to make sure that you have clear, concise intentions that are spoken about what you want for your life. You know, so much of us, we weren't taught this in our lives. You know, we just kind of mimic what's been done for us. And it's, you know, we haven't really been shown the power of designing the life that you want and to really listen to what's calling you from inside of you. And the good part is you're going to keep being pushed. You know, something within your soul will keep, you know, it's that, you know, God calling you forth and saying, you know, I have this, I've been giving you this, and, you know, now I need you to share it. Because we are the instruments as human beings. We are the way those things happen in the world. So Marianne Williamson says, you're on a quest to find the holy grail of the authentic you. So something in you is calling you to your greatness, to your gift, to get your attention. So begin asking questions, searching, and being more curious about that as you notice, you know, oh my gosh, I really like those people. Instead of being envious or jealous, just kind of go, what is that about? Because it's probably telling you about something that you love within yourself. You know, you'll start asking questions, do I matter? You know, sometimes we make other people matter more than who we are, and yet we were created. And I think I once heard it was likelihood that 1 in 3 million or 3 billion chances that you were chosen to be the egg that was formed to be on this earth. So it's a big deal that you're here. So start asking yourself, what makes you come alive? What matters to you? Because different things that matter to you will be different than what matter to me. And for so long of our life, we spend so much time, we don't want to be different. But I can tell you, as you get into adulthood, and for sure, you know, the longer into adulthood that you are, and when you're at my age, you want to be unique. And as you're creating a business like I'm doing, you really want to be unique because you want to see how your niche stands out differently than other people. And so for so long, you kind of tried to hide, you know, what you were different about. But let that sing for you. Let that be something that shines for you. I want you to start beginning to live a more conscious life and begin wondering, you know, what is my contribution? And right now, it might just be to your family that you're given that contribution or your friend. But at some point, it will be to bigger and bigger, you know, audiences. It'll be contributions to your church, you know, to your community, and then to different places across the world. You want to know that your life really does have more meaning than just acquiring things in the material and physical world. You know, I always say you're living this parallel life. You know, the physical life is showing you the way to your higher self. And as things happen to us, that's for us to unfold to be the greatest, grandest version of yourself. And you're not alone as you do this, you know, but the most important thing to know is that inside of you, you have all the wisdom that you need. And through my coaching, we're always teaching people, you know, of course, there'll be teachers that you see that you like, and there's different things on there that you would like to emulate. But mostly, you want to make sure that you trust the wisdom that you have within you. So I ask you questions like, what's on your bucket list? And not just write them down, but why do you want them? You know, spend some time really listening to what's important to you about what you put on your bucket list. So what is your story around why that's still on your bucket list if it's still on there? So I ask you, isn't it time to check off some of those things on your bucket list? Isn't it time to listen to the music in your heart and play it out in the world? So where do you need to begin to make that happen? Do you need to hire a coach to help you focus and bring clarity to your dreams? I'd love to give you a complimentary 20-minute session with you to help you gain some clarity or excitement. You can go to DottieHager.com and sign up for that session. Because life becomes more meaningful when you know the purpose for your life, or when you get connected to something that you know really can serve lots of people in the world. So follow your heart, doing what you love. It changes how you feel about life, and you feel at home, and you know, you feel connected to that deepest part of you. One of my quotes in my Daily Guru, which is a daily message that I get, said, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give that away. So living on purpose is your divine calling into the perfection of who you are. And as you spend time discovering this person, this purpose of who you are, you know, it helps you be true to yourself. And your purpose is your inspiration and your connection to something bigger than you. It adds meaning to whatever you do, and you feel like that's a true sense of success. Rather than just having a job, you see it part of your vision of what you want in life, so that you feel like it, you know, you're doing your work that you're called here to do. And it changes the dynamics rather than think, I've got to get up, I got to go to work today. You really see how you're giving this gift of, you know, like for me, education it has always been the door to opening possibilities for people. So I always, you know, learn something new. It doesn't have to be formal education, but keep taking courses to really grow and, you know, learn more about yourself, because you'll see all the possibilities for your life. Purpose is what you give in all areas of your life. You know, people who just exude kindness, or, you know, they can fix anything, or, you know, those people that just lend a helping hand everywhere you go. You can see people in your community, and, you know, that are the community givers or the leaders or the health figures or tech people, or, you know, people that just understand trivia and can really share those. So what is it that you love doing? What would you do right now if you know you wouldn't fail? And just think about, there's probably a theme that runs through your life. And so take a moment now and think about some early memory that you had. Think about, you know, it being a happy memory. What is that? And just make a note or keep that in your mind. What were your feelings there? You know, as you think about it, how does your body feel, and what's coming to life as you think about that when you were a young kid? And you just think about a real happy moment. And then think about a real recent happy moment in the last day or so. What was that? How did you feel? What do you notice about both of them? Was there a feeling that you had? Well, my memory that popped up was thinking about, I used to love to climb trees, and it was just neat to kind of go and explore. And I think about today, I like to go and explore and be adventurous. And then recently, my son called, and he was so excited because he had this great interview for a job that he really wanted. And he was sharing it with me, and I felt great joy for the possibilities for him. So both of those for me was just this great sense of joy, just real connected to those things that are most important to me. And so my purpose has to do with joy. You know, like my mission is to awaken thousands of people to a life of more love, joy, and abundance. And so this plays out in everything that I like to do. I like to create joy or show people how they can create it in their life. And, you know, I was doing Danielle Laporte's Core Desired Feelings, and joy is one of the main ones for me. You know, my daily journal, as I think about different activities or different things that are going to happen to my, you know, during my day and my life, I always want to add joy to them, because whenever there's joy, it's much more relaxed. And I can be such a serious person, but really the core of me loves just feeling that joy, that goodness of what's happening in life. So for you, I ask you, what was that feeling? How is that happening throughout your life? Because those are sometimes easy clues for you to find out what's your purpose. So just think about whatever job you have or situation you have, you want to think about, how are you living on purpose with that so that you can feel fulfilled and feel what's important. So, for instance, if I really knew more of this, you know, when I went to work, if I could have thought about, okay, how am I bringing that joy to each person that I interacted, instead of, for me, so much of it was about focused on getting the task done. But I did know I always was trying to inspire people to be the best that they could be. You know, whether that was teaching, whether that was parenting, whether, you know, through my coaching, it's like I always want to help support people to be the best that they can. So is everything going to be just great in all days? I sometimes feel like that's what I sound like, that I think, oh, that can happen all the time. No, but when you're very clear about just like this, about the joy, and when you take time like journaling in the morning, how can I add that core feeling that I know is part of me that really wants to come out, that maybe for many of us, and for sure for me many years ago, it's like hidden through so many layers that I had to, you know, peel back and really heal and heal and heal before I really could find that joy within me again. So I ask you, you know, to take the time and think about those memories. Think about those little things. What is it that you feel most, you know, connected to your source, and where you just feel that inner peace and joy within you? And then just think about what shift needs to happen, you know, and, you know, once again, try to think about it in a small way. It doesn't have to be, you know, like something big, just like me, you know, starting the day, setting an intention. Okay, when I'm working on my project, even though I get caught up in it, how can I bring joy to it? Because then the more joy you have to something, and that's not your feeling, then that's fine. But the more joy, fun, those kinds of things, you're more connected to the divine, and you're going to have more things flow for you. And so it really is worthwhile to make those connections and have that happen for each day. So, and then it also is just more fun when you feel on fire and you just feel like, you know, it's who you are. And, you know, just like these calls, I love making these calls because it's like I'm sharing different information, trying to help people be the best they can, try to find some peace in their life, because I know, you know, you look around and you see people so angry and so stressed out, and it's like, what little thing can I do to help people really stop and take some time and realize they're here for something great, you know, to serve in the world in some way. And so I want to be that reminder for you. And I don't know how to really say her name, but Agape Stathelophysis, who writes Huffington Post, says, as you start thinking about your life and focusing it higher, you know, go through and ask these questions, and then it can help you get back on, you know, track of what you really want. You know, what am I here to learn? What am I here to teach? What am I here to overcome? Because once again, if you don't, you know, get the lesson the first time, you'll get it over and over and over again. So if there's an area that's really frustrating you, just know that those people will keep showing up in your life to help you. You know, those are the messengers that you're calling forth to help you look at different areas of your life. Like if you're trying to bring forth a book or a project or you want a new relationship, you're going to see people that are showing you that, or, you know, showing you the opposite sometimes, so that you really start going, they're just there to remind you of what you really want. Another tool that's kind of fun to think about your purpose that you can do is go through some books and magazines and just go through and circle words that describe you and just kind of go, oh, yeah, that one does. Oh, yeah. And just circle and circle. And I'd tell you to circle at least 20 and maybe even more. And then don't even think about, you know, now that I'll tell you the rest of the activity, but just kind of circle words that really just ring, you know, and resonate with who you are. And then go back through the words and see if you noticed you circled any, you know, of the same word a few times. And then look at the words that you would say best describe you. And then choose two of the words. And one of the words will be your noun, and one of the words will be an adjective. So, for instance, I love change, and I love trying things. And I love helping people see, you know, how life has so much to offer, that I just believe there's endless possibilities, and just helping them see the best in themselves. And so I noticed that I had inspiration and change as repeating words. So I chose those as my two words. And then you just kind of look at them and see, well, how could those describe who I am? And make it something that really shows you what you're about. And so my words were inspiring catalyst, which I think is true for me because I like inspiring people, you know, to create the change in their life that they want. I want them to look at it and know it's possible. So do that. I mean, these are just little activities to help you get closer to living on your, you know, on purpose. So then as you start thinking about what you're doing in your days, think about, am I really focused on activities that are inspiring people to change? You know, to be, for me, it's to be all that they can be. So, you know, take the time to do one of those activities. I actually put it on the worksheet. Hopefully you downloaded the worksheet and kind of put it on there to remind you as a possibility of looking at your purpose. And so the more aligned that you are with your purpose, you know, you start, you know, the passion of life starts coming out and you really see, you know, this confidence in yourself and you really see, you know, that you have a meaningful life and you realize that life is so much better than just being busy and just, you know, doing, you're more in that being state. As Wayne Dyer always says, you're a spiritual being, you know, having a human experience. And so the more that you can be connected to who you really are, that really plays out. And so a life without purpose is really empty, and it's why so many people are stressed out, sad, and depressed, because at the core of us, we're always wanting to be, you know, to feel like we have some value to add to this world. And so, you know, today with all the technologies 24/7, it's easy to get in that busyness and forget about, you know, what's most important in your life. And what I'd say to you when you, you know, become living a more meaningful life, you know, stress is no longer the badge of honor. You know, your days will be filled, you know, they'll be filled and you'll have all those things to do, but it doesn't feel like a burden. You know, I've got to do this. And then if you catch yourself in those same things, just kind of go, okay, is this something that I'm doing on purpose? You know, like loving my family and we're doing, you know, I'm taking my kids to all these places. And so if that's on purpose because you love, you know, being part of your kids and supporting them or whatever it is for you, then look at it from that perspective, not in it's another thing that I have to do. And so it's just little ways that you can rethink how you spend your time. And you don't have to settle for a mediocre life and just getting by. You know, you consciously choose your situation and they're aligned with what's most important to you, your vision, your passion, your gifts, you know, meant to serve the world. So how can you add, you know, this purpose and meaning to your life? You can just kind of slowly start designing this. You know, first think about, you know, what is your vision? What's your passion? What are your dreams? And then do those little activities, those two different activities that I mentioned to you. And, you know, focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. And, you know, be connected to your inner guidance system. So take time to really look at, you know, the vision, the purpose that you have for your life. Andrew Schneider said, when we are conscious of our personal uniqueness and our universal nature, we express ourselves creatively. In this way, we fulfill our dreams and life purpose. So if you haven't taken the time to dig into, you know, what you see as your vision for your life, what you really want to contribute, how you see that playing out, I'd suggest you take the time and, you know, just make a big circle on a piece of paper and put lines out and do your mind map and just, you know, write down things that you love to do and whatever's on those spokes of that, you know, mind map, then try to add a little bit of that, you know, or take one of the spokes and say, you know, for the month of December, I'm going to really focus on, you know, how can I, you know, I always go back to joy and peace, but because that's the ultimate, you know, that we want more joy, peace, and love in our lives. But whatever that is for you, you know, and for many busy moms, and you really do want more peace in your life. And so especially this time of year where, you know, peace hardly seems, you know, available in so many of our lives because there's so many things to do. But I would ask you to say, you know, how can I add that to my day? Okay, to live more meaningfully, I could start my morning. You know, I could set my intentions. I could spend, you know, 5 minutes, get up 5 minutes earlier in your day and, you know, connect with God, you know, journal, you know, pray, meditate, whatever that is for you. Take a walk and commune in nature. But make those connections and you be in charge of your life. That's one of the big things for me is when I realized all of this, it was like, I'm in charge of my life? Seriously. I thought everybody else was dictating my life. So it was, you know, so empowering to me to realize I have a choice at every situation of how I respond or react to a situation. And that feels good. Now, sometimes you have to take responsibility for what you do, and sometimes that's not always, you know, the best way. But, you know, we all don't always act our best at all situations and stuff. So, you know, just ask yourself questions like, where are you settling for less in your life? So, and then just say, how could I reinvent a lifestyle that reflects the authentic you? For some of us, there's this point of awakening that happens in your life, and then life takes on new meaning for you. And that can happen through an illness, a tragedy, life's transition through death or divorce. You realize there's more to life than meets your, you know, meets the eye, instead of that routine of, I got to do this, I got to do this, this is how life is going. And so for many people, they take on a cause, and then you give your all to it. You know, somehow you find time because, you know, that is so important to you because you're so connected to it and it has such meaning. And that's when you start shifting your priorities and you get clearer about the life that you want. You know, when something touches your soul, and it's when you can keep saying, why do I want to do that? I want to do that because I want a world full of kinder, you know, more caring, loving people in the world. And so then you are really living on, you know, purpose. But one of the keys, once again, is you've got to put some structures in place, like I keep mentioning, going back to your morning routine or, you know, asking those questions, you know, what am I here to learn, you know, what am I here to teach? Any of those kinds of questions, you know, that get you back on track are important to ask yourself. You know, what am I here to overcome? What am I here to complete? So take time, put structures in there, you know, give yourself, if you've never given yourself 5 minutes a day, do that. Are there some ways to, you know, give yourself that, even if it's hiding in the bathroom for 5 minutes to, you know, take some time for yourself. Sometimes that's a real treat just, you know, to have that time. And then start looking at your beliefs also. What, you know, how are they guiding you to a purposeful life? And you'll need to find your own truths. You know, what are they? You know, for me, some of the things are, everything is always working out for me. You know, you create your own reality. You can have anything that you desire as long as you believe it. And I believe the good you are seeking is seeking for you. And I know the dreams inside of you, the universe will help conspire to make that happen for you, you know, whenever that's what you want. You can use affirmations to help support you, like, I'm living a life full of fulfillment. I'm doing something meaningful. And Howard Thurman says, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs are people who have come alive. So start thinking about what contribution can you be today to make your life and others better? You know, as you think about it, you know, what just resonates with you? As Dr. Seuss says, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. So find your focus, And then find how you can be, you know, serving the world in some small ways. You have messages, you've had experiences in your life that you can help, you know, other people go through that will save them lots of pain and agony if you're willing to be the voice and, you know, help ease the way for them. You know, one of the days in my Joel Osteen calendar says, get up in the morning and have the attitude, who can I be a blessing to today? Whom can I encourage? Where is there a need that I can meet? So, you know, how could I use this idea as a contribution that I could make each day? So each morning it helps me shift, it helps me focus. You know, and so whether that's at the grocery store or driving down the highway, you know, smile to someone that looks real angry so that you can kind of, you know, help them, you know, relieve some of their stress or whatever. Louise Hay Calendar has an affirmation that I love. You know, I express love and create harmony wherever I go. And then just think about like that. How can you create harmony where you go? When you see people, you know, tense or in, you know, tenseful situations, how can you create some harmony there for them? So just know that every day, you know, sometimes we think contributions have to be these huge things, but every day you can be adding, you know, something to different people's lives just in little small ways. Because I know probably lots of you have made, you know, been in, you know, participated in the community and like Make a Difference days, and there's so many different opportunities to serve at your church, and sometimes they feel like another thing that you want to do. And when I'm talking about contribution, I don't want it to feel that way. And if you're serving in those roles, it would be great if you can really see how those roles are connected to your purpose. You know, it's, you know, if you want to be a helping person or you want to serve God or whatever reason, if you see the meaning that's the reason you're doing that, not because you want approval, not because you want to look good and those kinds of things, then it will be, you know, once again, more loving and peaceful the way that you're making those contributions. Because if you add another thing like, oh yeah, I'm going to go do this, you know, community day, but you just start doing it because you feel guilty or like you're supposed to, then you're missing the purpose of living on, you know, purpose and living a meaningful life. And it's just a small shift of the way that you look at that. And, you know, often you can look at your gifts. You know, for people, you know, I think about so many young people that have technology skills. You know, if they could just help some person in my age group that doesn't really understand them, just in a small way. Oh, yeah, here's how you, you know, download all those, you know, all that music to your iPhone or whatever. There's just so many ways that we don't even realize that we have special gifts that can really help other people and make other people's lives better. And then it just ends up being a win-win situation. Let's see. So as you start thinking about, you know, living a more meaningful life, take the time. First of all, you have to know what's most important to you. And then how can you integrate that into your life? And, you know, most of us will say our family is important to us. But if we get caught up in, I got to do this for this person, and like that, instead of connected to, you know, a real meaning and purpose of that, you know, it changes the whole way that we look at that. So I ask you to think about, you know, what is the change that you'd like to see in the world? And then make it what you love. You know, what is that? How can you contribute? You know, how can you embrace all you have to offer? You know, everything you need with your contribution is waiting to be revealed for you when you're ready to receive it. And the more you serve, the more confidence you have about that. You know, as Gandhi says, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world. And for so many of us, we do a lot of complaining about, you know, situations are like this or like this. And just take those situations and think about, you know, what is it they frustrate? Are they dishonest? Okay. So how can you add, you know, the opportunity to add some more truth, you know, to the world and help people see that? Give people models of people that are more truthful, that are doing that. You know, think about Bill Gates, and, you know, I just saw where Mark Zuckerman and his wife, they just had a baby girl today, and he's donating, you know, 99% of his Facebook, you know, money to different causes in the world to help, you know, people that don't have those opportunities. I mean, you know, obviously he has a lot of money and can do that, but you have some gift and some way that you can do that also. You know, think of Susan Komen's work on breast cancer, Christopher Reeves on spinal injuries. So what in your life can you share and help yourself as well as others live a more meaningful life? And there's examples all around you. Start paying attention as you, you know, go about your days now that, you know, we've had this conversation. There's ones that interest you, and then there's things that don't interest you. And find the parts of them that you like, because different models you might not like. You know, the idea of runs I always liked because I always liked being physical like that. But, you know, they don't all have to be like that. So whatever it is that you can give, and share and contribute, but do that from a place of purpose and meaning in your life. So as we close, I'd like you to ask yourself if you can shift your focus just a little and see how you're living a life of contribution. If you're consciously being happy, you can share that with somebody, like giving a smile or a hug. You're being a contribution. When your soul is touched, then you have great works to share. And acknowledge and know that you're making a difference in the world, because your life will be richer and more fulfilled. So what are you doing in your life? Or what can you start tomorrow to add to your life so that it comes from a place of purpose or meaning? You start by asking yourself what's most important to you. Look at the gifts that you've been given that you know are different than other people. Not how that makes you wrong, but how that makes you stand out in the world. And then, how can you envision your life from a higher perspective of, you know, how can I make a contribution? How can I live this life on purpose? So use the worksheet to help you do that. You know, I wrote out activities. I looked through the magazines, that one. What 5 items could you give away today that you no longer need? You know, start looking at the things in your house and your surroundings around you. Are they meaningful to your life today? And if they aren't, clean out your closets, your garage, your drawers, even mini storages if you have them. And give away 27 things a day so that you're able to receive more. Because when you, you know, create some space, God will bring in more things that you're asking for that help you create the life that you want today. And then you can, you know, simple ways that those people that you love around you that you can contribute is the 4 A's of the heart: attention, affection, appreciation, and acceptance. You know, how could you give those to each of the people that are most dear to you, whether, you know, they're your partner, your children, your grandkids, the people you work with, whatever those are, you know, think about in a little way, how can you contribute to their life? And yours also, because what you give, you receive even, you know, greater. So I've talked and talked and talked, and I would love to hear from some of you about, you know, how you're living a meaningful life, or what you, any questions that you have for me that maybe could help you look at your life in just a small shift, as A Course in Miracles says, a shift in your perspective. Is a miracle. And so often that's all it takes, is just the way we look at the task and the things that we do in our life. from a different perspective. So if you have comments or questions, you can hit star 6, and I'd love to answer those for you. If you have any questions or you'd like some more input, I'd love to hear from you. You can always go to my website, dottiehager.com, and send me some questions or comments, or go to the Facebook page and add some comments, because I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for being on the call, and I hope you took the time to set your intention and really thought about, you know, was there one or two ideas from tonight's call that you could start thinking about and start, you know, creating a life that was more meaningful for you. So next month's call is January 4th, and can you believe it? We'll be in 2016. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate being part of your life.